been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit is brought to you by Quikrete, Centurion Tools, and Arrow Fastener. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you with your home improvement, decor, and remodeling projects. Just pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT. Post your question online at MoneyPit.com or post it to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. All great ways to get in touch. Coming up on this edition of the show, it's getting pretty warm outside, and this is about the time that folks think about buying a bigger and better air conditioner. But you may be surprised to learn that bigger is actually not always better for your comfort or for your wallet. So we're going to walk you through some tips on how to pick the right size window AC or central AC for your home.
And smelly water is a common complaint among homeowners, and for good reason. I mean, nobody wants to drink or cook or clean with water that smells like rotten eggs. We're going to highlight some of the causes and the cures just ahead.
Plus, summer gives us lots of opportunities to display the red, white, and blue. Memorial Day just passed. July 4th is ahead, and this weekend we get to celebrate Flag Day. So we've got some tips to help you hang and display your flag.
Plus, if you call us with your question or if you post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page, we've got a three-piece gardening set from Centurion to give away, which includes a rake, a leaf bag, and a broom.
It's worth $51 going out to one caller drawn at random, so make that you. Pick up the phone, shoot us an email, go to the website, get in touch with us right now. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Fonda in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We are demolishing our old deck that leads to an old patio at the ground level. And the old patio has two substrates. You lead down to a plank patio. It's like wood, a 2x6s, I think, which is an awful shape. It's probably 30 feet by 30 feet. And then it butts up to a pretty substantial cement pad that's 20 feet by 20 feet. And we know we're going to demo the wood pad, but the question is, what do we put in? Do we have to top up the old cement pad, which is in great shape because it's so substantial? Or can we put in another cement pad next to it for the new patio? Can you go over the old cement with something and stamp it or make it just... And then the other problem is it's square. And I would like the new patio at the ground level to be rounder and curvier.
One idea that I have straight off is to go over the old patio with brick pavers. And if the patio is flat and strong and solid, there's no reason you can't put pavers on top of that. And so you could basically create almost a patio makeover, by preserving the concrete and putting brick pavers right over the concrete. They're all going to assemble together. You won't see them when they're done. Now, you mentioned changing the shape. That, of course, is a little more complicated because you're going to have to build up to the edges. Part of the patio would be over concrete, and part of the patio would be over traditional built-up stone, if that's possible. But if you want to avoid changing the shape, then it becomes a very easy project to do it with brick pavers. And, of course, you have lots and lots and lots of choices on shapes and colors and all of that that you could go with.
And on the side that's not cement, what's under the brick pavers?
On the side that's not cement, what's under the brick pavers is this. First of all, you dig out, obviously, all the grass and that sort of thing. Then you put down about 4 to 6 inches of gray gravel. You tamp that down really, really, really well. Then on top of that, you lay some sand, get that nice and flat. On top of that, you put the brick pavers, and then you put additional sand in between. But tamping and properly preparing that ground and tamping that stone really well is critical, because if you don't, it gets all roly-poly over the years, and weeds start to grow up through it.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Fonda. Good luck with that project. Just in time for summer. 888-666-3974.
Tim in Michigan's on the line with a question about wavy linoleum. What is going on with your floppy flooring?
So we had the floor laid a couple of years ago. It's your standard floating, like vinyl linoleum floor, one piece. When it was laid, the floor to me was not laid correctly. They didn't stretch it out as it should. And now we're dealing with wrinkles in the floor. We're dealing with in front of like our dishwasher, in our door area, it's kind of wrinkling up. We're just wondering what some of the simple ways would be to fix it, aside from just taking all of the appliances out of the kitchen, and also what would be an alternative without breaking the bank.
Okay. Well, look, it is very difficult for you to fix what's happening to that floor. I'm not quite sure why it's happening. You mentioned that it wasn't stretched. You don't really stretch linoleum when you put it down. And if it's floating, there's no adhesion, and that can actually be a blessing. There's no glue. It'll be easy for you to take it up. Typically, when you do put down a sheet product like that, the care and the prep involves in making sure the subfloor is absolutely smooth and flat. And very often, installers will put a second layer of a type of plywood that we call Luan, L-U-A-N, plywood. It's a very smooth finished plywood on top of it, and they'll attach it with a ring nail, which is a nail that has rings in it and grooves, and it attaches very, very well. But that's pretty much it. Now, if this is loosened up and stretched on its own, and probably in the wear and tear areas, because, you know, you walk up to the dishwasher and you stop and you start and you scuff your feet, or you go to the refrigerator and, you know, you stare at it at 10 o'clock at night like I do sometimes, and I know I shouldn't be looking at that at that hour want something to eat. You know, it basically wears and tears on that floor. So I think I would personally give up on trying to fix what you have. I mean, you could take the appliances out and you could glue it, but I just want to tell you that there are so many good flooring products out today that are very, very affordable that you could replace this with, and you could do it fairly quickly and fairly simply. For example, if you look at the Lumber Liquidators stores and lumberliquidators.com, they have a line of engineered vinyl plank, EVP, and LVP, which is luxury vinyl plank. Man, this stuff is gorgeous. It looks just like the wood that is designed to replicate. It's durable. I put some of this down for my mom, and she had a tough kitchen with a lot of different weird angles and stuff because of the way the house was built. We laid it down, and it's been great. She was worried about a floor being slippery. This was not. It's been clean and really well for her. But aside from that, you could consider also using a laminate floor, and they have laminate floors today that have like a locking seam that's waterproof, so the water doesn't soak into them.
I was just going to ask about that laminate, because we just had that done in our dining room and our bedroom. Would that be acceptable in a kitchen?
Yes, I would look at the high-performance laminates that I know the one that Lumber Liquidators has, or actually they call themselves LL Flooring now, they just had a name change, has a special seal. I think it's called Aqua Seal. And it basically, I did a little video on it once where we kind of poured a whole bunch of water on it and tried to get it to break through the seal, and we couldn't do it. So I think it was pretty good stuff. And I think laminate's a good choice as well. I would look at the laminates. I would look at the EVPs if you're not familiar with that. And the third thing I was going to mention mentioned, is engineered flooring. So you can have real hardwood in the kitchen, which I normally would not recommend if it was full thickness. But engineered is made up of multiple layers of hardwood or different types of wood. So it's dimensionally stable and it can take a saturation, you know, if you have to mop the floor without swelling up and making a mess of it.
Sure. Let me ask you another question, because the problem that we're dealing with, because I've thought about all of that, and I think the only one that would work in that now would be the LVP or the EVP. And the reason why I say that is the floor is not totally even across. There is a little bit of a hip where they added on the kitchen, but they never leveled out that floor.
So there's a product called floor leveling compound that you can pick up. And basically the way floor leveling compound works is you find your level in this floor. Now, there's different ways to do this. There's some tricks to trade. But what I like to do is if I am working with a level, and let's say I shoot a level line across the wall and I'm measuring down to figure out where I'm at with that, I will set a screw head at the finished floor height that I want in a couple of different places, and that becomes a guide. And then when you pour this leveling compound in, it kind of free floats and settles out. And when you do this, if you watch those screw heads that you just put in, you'll know when you're kind of in the ballpark of being level. And stuff gets really hard, and then you can just floor right over it. So there's a way to correct that.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the callback, and we're going to start looking into this. And
sounds good, Tim. Thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit, and stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question anytime, 24/7. We are standing by at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, are the hot days have you planning to buy a new room air conditioner? We're going to share a surprisingly common mistake that can leave your home feeling damp and musty instead of cool and comfortable. That's all coming up after this.
You live in a body pit.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online with the Money Pit podcast, ranked the number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Apple. You can subscribe wherever you like to get your podcast, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn. Plus, no matter how you hear us, you can always call in your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Father's Day is just a week away, and we've launched a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for Dad. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow staple gun, as well as an Arrow GT300 high temp glue gun. These are all tools that are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house. Arrow is all about making durable, reliable tools and faster, so they're going to give your dad years of use.
You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and be sure to take advantage of the many ways that you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Enter again at MoneyPit.com.
Now we've got Martin on the line who wants to talk about fascia boards. That is an excellent design detail on the exterior. What can we do for you?
The fascia boarding connects the ceiling of my porch roof to the overhang has separated from the ceiling, and I want to know if I need to rip that out and replace it, or can I just seal it and maybe put a larger molding over it?
Well, if the fascia board is loosening up, then I would tell you to resecure it. And that's actually not an unusual thing to happen because the nails that hold that are usually going into the ends of the rafters behind it. They tend to expand and contract a lot. But what I would do is I would tell you to resecure it, but do it with screws, not with nails. If you use long screws like 2.5-inch case-hardened drywall screws or wood trim screws, that will pull that fascia board back in tight, and it'll be impossible for it to loosen up again. So don't think of it in terms of something covering it. Just put it back where it was, but use screws instead of nails, and it won't come out again, okay?
And do I do that by going under the molding?
Well, you want to try to get that fascia board re-secured in, so if that is going to require you to take off a piece of molding to get to it, then that's what you do. But you want to get to the original fascia and tighten it up.
Okay, I can do that then. Thank you very much.
Well, if you're planning to buy a room air conditioner this summer, one of the most important considerations is the size of the unit. But contrary to what you might think, bigger is not better.
Yep, and here's why. If you buy a unit that has too much cooling capacity, it's going to waste energy, and one that's too small is not going to do a good job keeping your home comfortable. Plus, here's something very few people understand. An oversized unit will quickly cool the air, but it'll do so without running long enough to dehumidify your home. And that's going to result in your home being very damp and musty instead of cool and comfortable. It's not good.
Yeah. Now, determining the best size air conditioner for your room really depends on a number of factors, including the type of air conditioning unit that you plan to install, the size of the room you need to install it in, and the size of the window.
Now, most manufacturers will have some sort of handy calculator. They'll step you through the most important considerations and then deliver the right recommendation for your home. And if you've got the choice, remember, it's always best to install the unit on the shady side of the room and keep the vent out of the direct sun. That makes it run more efficiently. And make sure you are only buying air conditioners that are rated Energy Star. If you're not Energy Star rated, don't do it. You'll waste a lot of money.
Heading out to Texas, where Ray is dealing with some water noises. What's going on? Can't sleep, huh?
Well, whenever you turn the hot water on, sometimes it sounds like somebody in there with a little jackhammer. I don't know. Maybe the pipe's rattling or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to stop it.
All right. So
I put two stems in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the stems, though, Ray. Here's what's going on. That is called water hammer. And basically, it's caused by the force of the water starting and stopping as it travels through the pipes. And copper pipes in particular have this amazing ability to resonate like a lousy musical instrument. And so all of that noise and that banging you hear is when the water stops and starts because you're operating the valve, the pipe is loose, so you're getting that rattle, and that can resonate and make it sound even louder. There's two things that you can do. So first of all, depending on how your house is built, if you could get to those pipes, you can add additional brackets, just little U-clamps to attach them to the sides of the wood framing that's around it so that they don't have any ability to kind of rattle. And I would do that first because that's the easiest thing to do. And the second thing you do is there actually is a plumbing device called a water hammer arrestor, which is kind of like a shock absorber for your pipes. And it goes at the end of the line, and it takes sort of the force out of that water starting and stopping and will stop the pipe from wiggling and shaking as a result. Does that make sense?
Yes, what you're saying does make sense to me. But, you know, this wasn't happening until I changed the stems. I had one stem that was broken. Whenever you go to turn it off, if you turned it too far, it would come back on. So that stop was broken. So I replaced that stem, and then I replaced the other stem. And then I started noticing this water hammer.
I have some guess as to why that's happening. It's either coincidence, okay, or more likely the new stems that you put in there are operating much more efficiently than the old stems. So when you turn the water off, if you were to turn that water off very slowly, then you're not going to get that water hammer because you're kind of slowing down that force, right? So if the stem was somehow inefficient, the old one, and now you put this new one in, I don't know what kind of valves you have, but, I mean, these new ceramic disc valves that are so common today, when that valve goes off in a flash, and that could be just enough to make these pipes shake. So it may be coincidental to this, or it may be unrelated, but regardless of why it's happening, it's not being caused by the stems. It may be the result of a more efficient stem than you had before. So you've got to just secure the pipes, and that should most likely that will do it. But if it continues to get bad and bother you, you can put in the water hammer arresters.
Okay. One other question. Now, if nothing is done, is there any possible damage that's going to come as a result?
It's unlikely. It's possible that you could, you know, shake a solder joint loose or something and cause a leak, but that would be, I consider that rare. It's more of an annoyance, I think, for you than anything else. Good luck with that, Ray. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We're quickly approaching the first day of summer. What are you guys working on to get your money pit backyard or terrace or fire escape, whatever you've got at your money pit, into your outdoor oasis so you can feel like you've got some other places to go? We are here to lend a hand to help you create that perfect outdoor space. So give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, no one wants to drink or cook or bathe with tap water that smells stinky like rotten eggs. We're going to explain what causes that nasty odor and how you can get rid of it once and for all.
You live in a money pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
private homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful late spring day, what are you working on? If it's your house, we'd love to pitch in. If you've got a project you need a little assistance with, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Going out to Wisconsin right now, where Beth is dealing with a stinky refrigerator. Beth, you've tried everything. What's going on?
I've had a stink in it for about a month now. I keep washing it down, and if the sink still stays, I'd put baking soda in it. Nothing's getting rid of it. I was wondering if mold could grow in the walls of the refrigerator or if there's some sort of filter in there. Or...
Well, bacteria can certainly grow, and sometimes when, especially if you've had like a power failure or if a refrigerator sits outside and it kind of gets damp and moist, you get bacteria that will grow in the foam that's in the wall or the insulation that's in the wall. If the insulation got damp, that could be causing it. The one suggestion that I might have for you, if you want to try this one more time, is to take everything out and clean the whole thing down with oxygenated bleach. So not just a simple kitchen spray, but true oxygenated bleach, because that has the best chance of killing any bacteria. But the problem, again, is if the bacteria is in the insulation, you're not going to get to that. So I would give it a good cleaning with oxygenated bleach and see if that will solve the issue.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Beth. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it's a common complaint among homeowners, and for good reason. Nobody wants to drink, cook, or bathe with smelly, yucky, rotten egg tap water. We've got some tips on the most common causes of that rotten egg smell and what can be done to make it go away.
Yeah, so first let's talk about what that smell is. It's actually sulfur, and it rears its stinky head most often in houses that are located on a groundwater supply as opposed to a municipal water supply, because the groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is a naturally occurring gas. Now, that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed into the water, it comes into the house, and there you have your odor. It's not dangerous, and it's actually not even harmful, but it's really annoying because it smells awfully bad.
It really does smell bad. So how do you take care of it? Can you treat it?
Well, if the smell is coming from both hot and cold water, then you should call a well contractor. They'll install a filter that will minimize that. But more often, it could be coming predominantly from the hot water side, and that could be because of a whole different reason. It can happen when the sacrificial anode rod that's inside your water heater tank basically erodes away. These are typically made of magnesium, which the hydrogen sulfide attacks, and it releases that rotten egg smell and eating away at the rod at the same time, which is by design what it's supposed to do. That's why it's called a sacrificial rod. They're basically the least noble metal in the tank, which means rather than the steel parts of the water heater like rusting away and leaking and causing a big mess in your house, these rods get the brunt of the water's attack. So what you want to do is just replace that magnesium rod with an aluminum sacrificial anode rod, and that's going to be much more impervious or resistant to that hydrogen sulfide. And they really do get the job done. They do so without the risk of so much sulfur adhering to them and then being released into your home. So bottom line, no more stinky water. You can pick them up for about $30 at any plumbing supply house.
Now I've got Cody in Texas who's got a safety question. The dryer vent has become disconnected. Yes, Cody, this is dangerous.
Hey, so I was up in the attic the other day, and I saw some of the insulation blowing. The dryer was running at the time. And I walked over there, and I could feel the air from the dryer blowing in from between the walls, you know. And that kind of concerned me. It seems to me like it's not connected within the wall, and it's blowing out. I'm wondering, is that a big deal? Do I need to go in the wall and replace that, or is it going to be fine the way it is?
No, it's not fine at all the way it is for two reasons. Number one, it's a fire hazard because all that dust is being trapped inside that wall cavity. That's a major fire hazard. And secondly, all of that moisture from your wet clothes is being blown up into the attic and then insulation. And once it makes the insulation damp, the insulation does not work. If you even add a minor amount of moisture to insulation, it loses about a third of its R value. So you want to figure out what went wrong and get it fixed. It can vent up into the attic, but it has to continue through the attic and out to an exterior wall or out to the roof or out to a soffit. So you need to figure out why it disconnected, what happened, and get it fixed in the easiest way possible. But get that dryer vent pointed outside as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'll do that. There's some cabinets hanging above the dryer, so I guess I need to pull those off and cut into the sheetrock to try to see where the disconnect is.
Well, maybe. Why don't you just pull the dryer out to begin with, stick a light in that duct and see if it tells you anything, and then go from there. Try to minimize the exploratory surgery, Cody.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I appreciate it.
The more you cut open, the more you got to fix, man.
Well, still to come, summer gives us lots of opportunities to display the red, white, and blue, including Flag Day, which is this weekend. We're going to have some tips to help you hang and display your flag next. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Check us out at MoneyPit.com, where you can also subscribe to the Money Pit podcast, ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Chartable. Give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are here to help you make those projects easier to get done, to answer your questions, to help you get started, to let you know if you can do it yourself or you need to hire a pro, and to just help you get it done once, get it done right, so that you don't have to do it again and can just relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor. That number again, 888-666-3974. Well, if you've been working in the yard this spring, we've got some great tools to give away that can help from Centurion. We've got the all-season leaf and garden cleanup set. I like this because it's all in one. It's a set of ergonomically designed tools that are engineered to help you get this job done as easily as possible. You've got a telescoping all-season bristle broom. You've got an aluminum expandable rake head. That's cool because it will expand from 7.5 inches to 21 inches. How many times, Leslie, have you had the rake and needed to kind of reach in or under? larger or it's too wide. For me, it's more like it's too wide, and I'm like trying to shove like three tines on the left end quarter of the rake under something to like drag out that last leaf. It's pretty cool. It's flexible like that. Plus, you get a leaf pickup bag with handles. It's worth $51 going out to one caller drawn at random. Learn more at CenturionBrands.com. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sandy in Iowa is on the line, and she has got a problem where the stairs meet the wall. What's going on there?
In my stairwell, where the sheetrock meets the floor joist, when they originally did that, they put that, you know how they used to use that heavy paper stuff, and then they'd mud over that? Well, that cracked, and I peeled that off, and now I'm trying to figure out how to smooth that over there between the sheetrock and the floor joist. In the basement, because it's sheetrock to wood. I don't know what material to use to fill that crack so that I can paint over and it looks smooth.
So what you want to do, it sounds like you pulled the old tape off, the paper tape off. Is that correct?
I did.
Well, that's okay, because what you want to do now is you want to go out and buy some fiberglass tape. Now, fiberglass drywall tape is perforated. It's kind of like netting. It's a little tacky. When you cut a piece off, you put it on top of that seam, and what that's going to do is bridge the gap across the seam, and then you cover that with spackle. And you want to do about three very, very thin coats. Don't put too much on. A little bit of spackle goes a long way. Sand in between each one, and then just build it up over those three coats, and that'll be fine. And because you put the tape over the fiberglass tape, it shouldn't crack again.
That sounds like something I can do.
I think you can, Sandy.
Well, summer gives us lots of opportunities to display the red, white, and blue, and Flag Day is June 14th. And I think this year we are all celebrating what it means to be resilient Americans. And what's a better way to do that than flying our flag? Well, we've got some tips to help you pay proper respect to our flag, because there's always some confusion on how do I handle it, which way do I hang it. So let's clear all of this up. First of all, you've got to handle the flag with care. Your American flag should not touch the ground, become worn, or even soiled.
Yep. Now, when you're flying the flag, it should be displayed with the blue Union up, except as a distress signal in times of dire emergency. Now, another important bit of flag etiquette, never use the flag as a wrapping or any other sort of decoration. That's what the red, white, and blue bunting is for.
Now, here's some other protocol that you've got to follow. When you're hoisting the flag, you want to raise it briskly, and when you're lowering it, you want to lower it ceremoniously to a recipient's waiting hands. You've got to fold the flag neatly and carefully for storage, and when you fly your flag at night, you need to make sure that there's a light on it at all times. So pick a spot that's illuminated by a porch or a street light, or consider installing sensor lights that are automatically come on and illuminate your American flag for the evening.
Now, once in a while we get questions about how to mount a flag bracket to various types of siding material, whether it's brick or it's wood or it's vinyl. We've got an article on how to do just that. It's online at moneypit.com.
Heading over to Louisiana, where Albert is looking to take on a green project by adding solar panels. How can we help you?
Well, I'd like to put up some solar panels.
All right.
But my wife and I were discussing it, she seems to think they'd do better on the roof. Now, we have a pretty good bit of property here, mm-hmm. and I'm wanting to put it out in back of the house and out away from the house. And she seems to think that being away from the house, they would lose some of their effectiveness. Is that true?
Well, you know, if you put them on the roof, they are closer to the sun. She's right about that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make a big difference. Listen, if these things are wired correctly, you can certainly collect the energy whether they are at grade level or on the roof. You know, the added complication of putting them on the roof is that you have to put them over your roof shingles or whatever roof material you have. And when ultimately that roof fails, you have to remove the panels and to re-roof. So it does add a complicated level. I mean, how old is your roof now? Do you think you're going to be replacing it in the next few years?
It's probably 10 years old.
All right. So, I mean, you might be halfway through it. I just think at some point you're going to be dealing with that, and you'd have to decide if that's an issue for you. Now, if you do put it at grade, do you have anything that would be in its way, like trees overhanging, interrupting the accessibility of the sun, for example?
Well, I have open property and trees.
As long as it's open, you think about the flow of the sun, the angle of the sun throughout the year. You know, as long as it's open, then you know, that might be a good option for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wanted to put it probably about 100, 125 feet from the house.
Right.
You know? And I didn't know whether that would I would lose any power being that far from the house.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you're collecting it, and that comes to this, that comes into the system that you're working with. You know, there is a company that is called Wholesale Solar, who does a lot of really good work working with homeowners to help them make sure that they are choosing the right system and the right components for their project. You might want to just have a chat with those guys, and there's no harm or no expense in doing that. Their website is wholesalesolar.com. I have had some of their guys, as they really know what they're doing, on the show from time to time, and they could probably walk you through some more options.
Okay. Sounds great. I appreciate that information.
Good luck with the project.
Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on for this coming summer season, and we'll help you make your money pit be the absolute best oasis for yourself and your family. We're available 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, termites, they're not just gross. I mean, they're pretty gross, but they actually cause millions of dollars in damage every single year. And, you know, maybe you've got them. Do you know? Do you have them? Well, we're going to tell you how you can find out and what's the best way to prevent those termites coming to your house in the first place. We'll answer those questions after this.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
We'll be right back.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question online at moneypit.com.
Chris from Oklahoma posted, "My neighbors just discovered termites in the wood trim of their house. Could this mean that I have them? Am I more likely to get them? What should I do?"
That's funny. You know, listen, termites were here long before we were here, Chris, and they'll probably be here long after we're gone. The fact that your neighbor has them doesn't necessarily put your house at more or less risk of getting some sort of termite infestation, because it's one of Mother Nature's marvelous ways of getting rid of dead wood, which unfortunately is the stuff we use to build houses with, right? So what you should be doing now is having your home inspected on an annual basis by a licensed pest control operator or a home inspector or people that are in the business of inspecting, because they're going to know how to spot termites and termite infestations way before you will. The worst time to find a termite infestation out is when they're swarming, because when they swarm, they sprout wings and they fly everywhere. And man, talk about gross. That is the grossest moment.
It's gross.
Thousands of flying insects that can totally overwhelm your space. But here's something that's interesting about those swarms that a lot of people don't know, Leslie. If you get a swarm and they're everywhere at once, those termites actually aren't the kind that are doing the damage. You know, those are the reproducers, and they're going to have to find some mates. Now,
damaging ones?
Yeah, exactly. So if you do find termites, though, there is a type of termiticide called an undetectable. It's very effective. Termidor is one of the main brand names. And basically the way the stuff works is it's injected into the soil. It creates sort of a barrier that termites pass through to and from their work on your house, and it totally wipes out the entire colony. So it's a very effective way to protect your house from termite damage. You sort of put a barrier around it, and it works better than the types of pesticides they used to use, which were detectable by termites because they would sense it and try to go around it. So you really had to, and they're persistent at this, so you really had to put much more on to control that. With this stuff, you put on just what you need. I should say you. It's applied by a professional, and it really works quite well. So look for those undetectables, Termidor or similar products.
All right, next up we've got a post here from Barb in Maine. Now Barb writes, "I'm redoing my basement and putting a shower down there. Do I need to put a trap in the shower, or will a straight drain be okay?"
Yeah, well, you always need a trap in the shower, and you always need to drain it into the waistline for the house, the main sewage line for the house. You say straight drain. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but I'm guessing maybe you're thinking you can drain it through the floor or drain it outside to grade because it's just a shower. Not the right way to go. Now, the trick here is that the drain for a basement bathroom may be lower than the waste pipe, so then you need to use what's called a lift pump, or specifically a sewage lift pump, which is a special type of pump that basically collects the wastewater. And if there's a full bath down there, it's going to grind it too. And then it pumps it up to a point where it can then gravity flow
up and
down
out
through the sewage, yeah, up and out in a way to never be seen again. But you definitely need to have a proper drain on that, and that includes a trap.
All right, Barb, good luck with that. That's really great, Ed, in the bathroom in the basement.
Making good homes better. You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this beautiful late spring day. Summer is just around the corner. We are always here for you on air and off to answer your home improvement questions. You can get those to us by posting them at moneypit.com or to facebook.com/themoneypit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Fires are burning and consuming a Wendy's restaurant last night, or Wendy's restaurant this evening, where last night a 27-year-old black man was shot and killed by police in their parking lot during an altercation. Protesters are milling about the street outside. Fire department deciding to back off and not go in. The restaurant fully engulfed. Meanwhile, other protesters were up on Interstate 75 in a standoff with police where they blocked traffic for miles. Police Chief Erica Shields, who had to deal with 3 weeks of riots after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, resigned earlier this afternoon, hours after the shooting. She'd been on the job for 3.5 years. President Trump is rescheduling a campaign rally so it won't conflict with Juneteenth, the observance of the end of slavery in the United States.
It's the president's first rally since early March, and it had been scheduled for June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But that's Juneteenth, the day that marks the end of slavery in the United States. And Tulsa was the site of a 1921 massacre, a fiery attack by whites against the city's prosperous black community that killed as many as 300 people. Black leaders called the timing offensive on both counts, and the president tweeted Friday night that many of his African-American friends and supporters had suggested he move the rally. It's now scheduled for June 20th, a day later, still in Tulsa. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump spoke at today's graduation ceremonies at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, reminding cadets they pledged allegiance to a common mission.
To protect our country, to defend our people, and to carry on the traditions of freedom, equality, and liberty that so many gave their lives to secure.
President highlighted the diversity of West Point's graduates and appealed for America's newest officers to defend the country's core principles. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable, to be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
There are still questions about what venues are safe for incoming athletes for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics says 80% of the facilities needed for next year's games have basic approval to be used. But organizing committee president Yoshiro Mori says there are also venues that already have reservations from other users for next year. Organizers say that two of the largest venues needed for the Olympics have not yet been secured. They are the 5,000 apartment athletes village and the Tokyo Big Site. That is the venue for the main press center. Organizers are still unable to say what the delay caused by the coronavirus pandemic will cost and who will pay. Keith Peters reporting.
Australia is described as deeply disheartening, a death sentence China imposed on an Australian man accused of drug smuggling. The trade minister said it shouldn't be linked to ongoing friction over trade and the current pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Kentucky commission voted yesterday to take down a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis from the state capitol.
The Historic Properties Advisory Commission met remotely through video teleconferencing at the request of Governor Andy Beshear and then voted 11-1 to move the 15-foot marble statue of Davis to a state historic site in southern Kentucky where the Confederate leader was born. The commission is responsible for statues in the state capitol. Relocating the Davis statue means it will no longer share space in the ornate capitol rotunda with the statue of Abraham Lincoln, his Civil War adversary, and the president who freed the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation. Both were Kentucky natives. Patrick Frost reporting.
A statue honoring police officers killed in the line of duty was removed from a park in Virginia's capital city after it was covered in red paint, but the Richmond mayor says the memorial will be restored and returned to Bird Park. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Brought to you by Quikrete, Centurion Tools, and Aero Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get your home improvement, your decor, your outdoor living projects done. We're all staying at home a lot more this summer, and perhaps you want to improve your outdoor space. Maybe you're ready to do some updates to your kitchen or your bath. Maybe the garage is going to be a space that you're going to invest in to spend more time working on projects in that space. Whatever's on that to-do list, give us a call right now because we'd love to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, now, if you are taking on a big project, like maybe building a deck, you're going to be getting involved with building codes. Now, they exist to keep your family safe, but it only works if your contractor or you, if you're doing the job yourself, follow them. We've got tips on how to avoid the three most commonly violated building codes just ahead.
And if you've noticed that your walk or your porch or your patio was looking a bit worn, we're going to give you some tips on how you can resurface those at a fraction of the cost of replacement.
And hey, do you love living outdoors, but you've got a very small backyard and you want to make the most of it? Well, by making one trendy addition, you can see a huge difference. We'll tell you what that is just ahead.
And give us a call this hour because we've got a great seasonal prize up for grabs from Centurion. Some awesome yard tools, a rake and a broom that'll really help make your projects a lot easier this season.
It's worth $51 for the complete set going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Rose in New Jersey is on the line, and she has a very busy tree that's causing lots of problems with roots. What's going on, Rose?
Well, the tree, the roots are ruining the lawn, and they suggest I have the tree taken down. But it's so beautiful, I don't want to take it down. So they're suggesting I wait until September and have topsoil put down. And I was just wondering, what do you think I should do?
Well, I mean, they're correct. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't trim back the roots. You can trim back other things in a tree, but you can't trim back the roots. So you have to either cover those roots with more topsoil or wood chips or anything else, you know, depending on how you, what you want it to look like. You know, or you got to say bye-bye to the tree. It's funny you mentioned this because just today I had to take out a big maple tree in my yard, which I was really sad about because I love the tree, but it was just dying from the inside. It was getting dangerous. And so the tree company I hired ground out the stump for me and left, you know, about 6 inches or 8 inches of wood chips sort of flush with the soil. So I took three barrels, wheelbarrows of wood chips out of this hole, filled it all with topsoil and planted seed. That was my project for today. So I do feel your pain. If you love this tree, you want to save it, you're going to have to put up with those roots. And you're going to have to cover it. And if you're, you know, if they're telling you to wait till September so the grass grows, but the other thing is if you got a big tree, you're going to have a hard time getting the grass to grow. So you might want to think of another type of plant, a shade plant that could sustain itself there, because right under that tree, it's not going to be easy for the grass to grow.
Oh, because the tree is so big. It's about 25 years old. Beautiful tree.
Yeah. Well, then just keep it and enjoy it. Deal with the roots. You know, you're going to have to cover it with something.
So you think I ought to have the topsoil put down and have it reseeded?
Well, you can do that, but like I said, I don't know that you're going to get much grass to grow under a big old tree. You know, the sun can't get there. So you might want to think about a shade plant like Pachysandra, for example.
Okay. But thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
June in Maryland's on the line. Got a question about a furnace. What's going on?
I had this furnace for about maybe 20 years. But it's relatively old, but within that 20 years, I haven't, you know, used it full-time all the time because, but let me tell you the problem I'm having right now. It just started the little striker that you put in it's a gas furnace and it has a striker mm-hmm. where the flames come on and off.
Yep.
And the striker ignites it. The
yep.
particular striker I had, I replaced it and, it broke. They're very delicate. They break very easily.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand if this is the second striker that I put in there and it broke. And I'm trying to understand if I buy another striker and I don't put the screw in it, I just maybe tape it with some duct tape and see without it breaking, will that solve the problem?
When you say striker, are you talking about the igniter?
Yes.
It creates a spark?
Correct.
Okay. And what is this? This furnace is what, like a wall furnace or something? It doesn't sound like a house furnace. What is it used for?
It's a gas furnace. It's I can go down in the basement and get the specs on it, but it's a
okay.
you know, regular gas furnace.
Right. And so once the igniter does ignite the pilot light, you don't have any issues with it staying on and you know,
correct.
Hits up the thermocouple.
Correct.
All right. So
correct.
It's really just this igniter component. All right. Well, look, the answer is no. You absolutely positively cannot replace whatever hardware connection is designed to have with duct tape. In fact, it would not only dry out quickly, it could catch fire and be, you know, in contact with the wrong end of the gas line. You know what I mean? So I would definitely not do that. I'm sorry you had that problem. The only other suggestion I might have for you is to investigate whether or not that gas valve design has changed over the years. It might be more cost effective for you to actually replace the gas valve itself. Most home furnaces, the older ones, they usually don't have a striker. Usually those are hand lit. You know, water heaters and furnaces, you know, when you turn the valve to the pilot position, you light the pilot light, hold it in for 30 seconds for the thermocouple to heat up, and then you release it, and then you turn the gas valve on the rest of the way. So I think it's a little unusual that you have an igniter built into this. My experience with igniters has only been to see them on like barbecue grills where I find them to be very common. And I was a home inspector for 20 years, and I can't think of any time that, you know, I inspected thousands of furnaces that I saw igniters. So this might be sort of a one-off situation. But if the igniter's not working, you might want to look into replacing the gas valve, and that may solve it for you.
You said the gas valve?
Yeah. In other words, it's part. The igniter is only part of the whole assembly. You have the gas valve, which feeds the pilot, and then the burners as well.
Okay. That sounds like a idea.
Yeah, I just don't. It's not comfortable with you trying to hold this piece of heating equipment in place with duct tape. It doesn't make sense, June. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that information.
All right, man. Good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at the Money Pit. Stay safe.
All right, you too.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a design question. We're here 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, building codes help make sure work done to your home is safe, but there are three that are very often ignored. We'll share those after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You were getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can listen to the Money Pit through your local radio station or through the Money Pit podcast, available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and all other places practically where you can download a podcast. It was ranked by Chartable number one best home and garden podcast of all time on Apple. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions. We'd love to help you out. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
hey, what are you working on? Maybe you've got some summer outdoor projects and you're like, oh, I want to do all this yard work, but I just don't have the tools. Well, problem solved, guys. We've got up for grabs to one lucky caller this hour, the Centurion All-Season Leaf and Lawn Cleanup Set. Now, it's got some really cool tools in there. There's a telescoping all-season bristle broom, and there's an expandable aluminum rake head, so you can make it narrow or super wide to get into all of those hard-to-reach spots when you're doing the yard work, and an easy sweep leaf pickup bag with handles. So it really makes your yard cleanup chores a lot more fun and a lot more efficient, and it's a prize pack worth $51. You can check everything out at CenturionBrands.com, but one lucky listener this hour is going to get this for free.
Give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it online at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Debbie in Delaware is on the line and needs some help with a building project. What can we do for you, Debbie?
My husband broke his hip, and we are in desperate need of a handicap ramp. He'll be needing this handicap ramp after the break heals. He'll be using a wheelchair and a walker after this. We are limited income, and we can't afford even the materials to build this ramp. And I've been trying to go through government agencies and everything, and all I have gotten is a bunch of red tape.
Tell me something. How high up does the ramp have to be? How many steps are you trying to accomplish, or just kind of describe the layout to me?
Yeah, it's 5 steps into the house.
Debbie, as much as I'd like, there's sort of no quick fix for this situation. You do need a ramp, and the ramp is going to be a very large structure and has to be properly done. So I think your energy is best focused on how to get the professional help and to get the funds necessary to do this. Now, there is an organization that is called Rebuilding Together that does this sort of thing. And their website is togetherwetransform.org, togetherwetransform.org, or just Google Rebuilding Together. They have got affiliates in most states across the country. Their national headquarters is in Washington, D.C. And what I would suggest you do is to reach out to the national headquarters and speak with them about trying to connect with an affiliate that's near you. I see there's no affiliate directly in Delaware, but, of course, you can go to New Jersey or you can go to Maryland, you know, anywhere around there and probably find exactly what you need. They used to be called Christmas in April, and now they're called Rebuilding Together. And I've been on some of their projects in the past, and there seem to be a good group of people that get a lot of great things done.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, and we hope that your husband heals up quickly. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, building codes are in place to make sure buildings are safe, but there are a couple of common residential codes that are frequently overlooked. Now, the first one involves handrails that are mounted on a wall, and those kinds of handrails must have what's called a return on them. Now, the return is that piece at the end of the rail that turns and goes back into the wall, and it keeps things like your shirt sleeves or your purse or anything else that's sort of sticking out from getting caught on that handrail and potentially causing you to fall down. And while we're on the subject of handrails, open handrails are no longer allowed. You need to have spindles or balusters spaced no more than 6 inches apart. And that's super important because it keeps even the tiniest little heads from squeezing in between and getting stuck. And, I mean, it happens when that sizing is off. So 6 inches, please.
Now, another commonly missed building code has to do with misplaced smoke alarms. Now, for existing homes, you need one on each level of your house and at the outside of each bedroom. Plus, you got to make sure they're all working, folks, so make sure you're testing them. You know, the new ones last 10 years, so if you don't have one of those, go ahead and get it. They don't need a replaceable battery every year. You just put it in, and 10 years later, you replace it. Now, if you're in a new home, there's a new code also that requires you have a smoke alarm in every bedroom, and those do need to be hardwired with a battery backup, and they also need to be interconnected, which means if one goes off, they all go off, which is really smart because this way you're guaranteed that folks are going to hear that and be able to get out of the house.
Now, this last one gets violated a lot, especially in older homes. And what it is that they're missing, or maybe they've got a defective ground fault circuit interrupter. Now, the GFCI, the ground fault circuit interrupter, is going to cut power to a circuit if it detects a diversion of the current to a ground, and that ground in this case is you if that's not functioning well. So the GFCI protection is required for outlets if you've got them in the kitchen, in the bathroom, garage, outdoor circuits. It's generally where there's like moisture or the possibility of it getting wet. That's why you always see them, you know, right by your kitchen sink, above the counter, outside, those types of places. And they've got a test button built into them, which you should be checking monthly. And if you look around your house and you don't have any GFCIs, it is a wise safety improvement for you to add them, and not tremendously difficult. And you can sort of lump all your electrical projects into one. So when you bring the pro in, if you need, they're doing a bunch of things at the same time.
If you don't see them in every outlet, that's pretty normal. In some cases, in fact, in most modern houses where these are installed, there's one that covers the entire circuit. So, for example, you might find that in the bathroom, and it could cover the kitchen outlets and the bathroom outlets together. You know, when I was a home inspector for like 20 years, and I would get the same kind of call every once in a while. It would be somebody that just closed on a house that I had inspected, and they'd be like, "You inspected our house. Now, all of our outlets are not working, and how could you have missed this?" And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. Take a breath. Would you work with me and just let's take a look at something, okay? You know, can you go over to your bathroom and take a look at the outlet there? And let me know if it's got any buttons on it. Well, you know, you should have found this. Oh, all right, you know, I'll go look at it. And blah, blah, blah. And then we get there. Yeah, it does. I said, one says test and one says reset, right? Yeah. Well, hit the reset button. Click. Oh, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's all good now. Thanks a lot. Bye. That's what happened. That would happen over and over again, that same call, because people would miss that. So, yeah, one outlet will cover a bunch. And listen, there's another type of an outlet called an arc fault that's out right now. And this is kind of cool because it works like a ground fault, except it specifically detects a spark. So if you have arc fault detectors, and that isn't just for a wet location circuit, it could be anywhere, these could help make your whole electrical system safer, because if there's any arcing or sparking in the line, it will shut it off. So a couple of good things to have, and definitely some codes to make sure that you are paying attention to.
Paul in New York is on the line. What can we do for you at your money pit?
I'd like to finish my basement, make a more usable area, but I have a problem with some water leakage at times. I believe the construction is called a floating slab, where there's a weep channel around the edge of the basement that goes into a sump pit.
Tell me, when do you seem to have the biggest problem with signs of water coming in, or actual water coming in?
Heavy rains.
All right, so I got great news for you. You don't need anything more than some minor adjustment in the grading and drainage outside. Whenever you have water that leaks in after a heavy rain, that's always caused by exterior drainage conditions that are just not right. And usually it's as simple as not having the right gutter set up around the house. You need to have gutters. They need to be clean and free-flowing. And the downspouts, and this is where most people get it wrong, have to be extended a minimum of 4 to 6 feet away from the house, because those first few feet at the foundation perimeter are where water collects and saturates and then goes down into those basement walls and shows up as a leak inside. So I want you to look at that very, very carefully. The second thing is the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter has to pitch away from the house. And it has to do so with soil that can drain. Sometimes we see people that pile up a lot of mulch around the house, or they have a lot of topsoil around the house, or they have sort of like a brick edging around some landscaping that kind of acts as a retention pond and holds the water against the house. You basically want to move that water, that first few feet around the house, move it away, get it going so that it drains away. It can drop about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, but after that, it can move slower with a gentler slope away from the rest of the house. Those two things will solve the vast majority of flooded crawl spaces and flooded basements in this country. The only time you need to install a very expensive sub-slab drainage system is when you have a high water table, and that behaves differently. When you have a high water table, water comes up very slowly. Generally in the winter, it's typically higher, and then goes down very slowly. And you can actually physically see that water sometimes ponding in a sump pit or something like that. But when you have rain or snow melt and you get water in your basement, that's because of drainage, and that's really easy to fix. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're here 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Up next, if you're noticing that your walkway, your porch, or even your patio are kind of looking a bit worn, we're going to have some tips on how you can resurface those at a fraction of the cost of replacement when the Money Pit continues.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if last winter's weather left your sidewalks and driveways pitted and worn, you might be thinking that a complete tear-out and replacement is your only option.
But fortunately, there is another option that's both simple and effective. It's a product made by Quikrete, and it's called Recap Concrete Resurfacer. And it has the extraordinary ability to restore worn and pitted concrete surfaces quickly and easily. With us to talk about that is Frank Owens from Quikrete. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. So, you know, this is one of those projects that I think people get wrong a lot. Anytime something deteriorates with a concrete surface, they like to put more concrete on top of that, and they fail to understand why that just doesn't work. Explain to us what the challenges are when it comes to resurfacing a concrete surface and why what people have done for so many years just doesn't work.
Well, you know, one of the key components of resurfacing is, you know, just by nature, it's a thin coating, and concrete as a material is traditionally very rigid. If someone was to try to put a thin coating on a concrete surface, it doesn't have the flexural strength, you know, the bendability, so it tends to fracture and come off. So a lot of people that, you know, might have used just a traditional patching product in a thin application, it can fail. And the other thing is, what's really critical for any type of concrete repair project, especially resurfacing, is surface preparation. You know, we recommend a high-strength pressure washer to remove any delaminating concrete, get rid of any grease and oil, and anything that might cause a breaking of the bond.
This Recap product has really been a game changer. I saw this with you when it first came out, and I was amazed, particularly because of its adhesive qualities. This product is so strong and adheres so well to those old surfaces, it practically can't come off. And if it did, I know you showed me a tensile test once where you tried to separate a repaired surface from the original, and it ended up taking out the aggregate with it. It took the rocks from the old surface with it. It was so incredibly strong. That is really what makes this a fantastic way for you to restore those surfaces that heretofore would have required a complete tear out.
Yes, you know, the technology has advanced pretty dramatically over the last number of years. We introduced a product, I guess it was probably 12 years ago, called Concrete Resurfacer, because we saw a need for this type of product in the market. And, you know, we have a very advanced technical center and chemists that are working on these new product development all the time. And, you know, we used available polymers for bonding and shrinkage compensation and those type of additives and came up with a very good product. But over time, technologies are really advanced. And so we have some very high technology, proprietary chemistry and new polymers that we're adding that really, if you can imagine, the bond strength of Recap to concrete is 4 times greater than the bond of concrete to itself. So, you know, you can, you know, as a test, we bond, it's called a bell, to concrete, and we pull on it, and the concrete will break at a certain PSI. If you apply Recap to concrete and do the same test, it's 4 times stronger. Actually, the concrete fractures before that bond will break. And that has really been that game changer you mentioned, and we're having just a tremendous amount of success. And as we were reformulating, some of the other things we did is we kept the open time longer, which allows, you know, greater working time and fluidity and, you know, all those types of things. So we really have a fantastic product in Recap.
Now, with all of this sort of high-tech mixture, how difficult is it to apply as a homeowner? I mean, is it fairly user-friendly?
It is. It's mixed up in almost like a pancake batter, maybe a little thinner than that. And we put in the product what's called a super plasticizer. So, you know, if anyone knows about concrete, the more water you add, the weaker it gets. So if you were going to try and mix a repair product or concrete in a fluid consistency, traditionally it would be very weak and brittle. But we've been able to utilize a chemistry called a super plasticizer that makes the concrete react like it is very flowable with a very limited amount of water. So we get that fluid that makes it really easy to apply. You actually apply it with a squeegee. So you'll mix it up in a 5-gallon pail with a drill mixer and just dump it onto your concrete. Typically, you want a damp surface and push it around with a squeegee.
That's pretty impressive. I found in using the product myself that whereas I might set off by using it to repair one particularly deteriorated area of, say, a walkway, it's so attractive and easy to use, I find myself applying it to the entire sidewalk and then using a broom finish because it looks like a fresh pour when you're done.
It really does. And you know, when you use a traditional patch, there's a lot of cement and patching materials, so they can be darker, you know, a little darker than the standard concrete. Recap is a really nice light gray, and you can go over patched concrete or, you know, just old worn surfaces and give it a brand new fresh look. Look, it looks just like a freshly poured concrete surface.
Frank, I think once everybody's got such a beautiful finish, how do you keep it that way? I mean, how quickly can I walk on it? Can I drive on it? I want to make sure that I don't mess it up.
The other beautiful thing about this product is it provides enough time to work with it, but then it sets rapidly. It's kind of a juxtaposition. But you can walk on this in about 6 to 8 hours, and then you can drive on it in 24 hours. So you can resurface your driveway and be parking a car on it within 24 hours.
The product is called Recap Concrete Resurfacer. It's made by QuickCrete. You can learn more at QuickCrete.com, QuickRete.com. And, Frank, I want to mention before we go that the cost of this product ends up to be about 30 cents a foot. So this is not an expensive product. It is a great do-it-yourself project. Looking for something to do right now, hey, check out the Recap product and take care of those driveways, those walkways, those pool decks, any place you find deteriorated, pitted, worn concrete. This can make it like new again. Frank Owen from QuickCrete, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
You're very welcome.
Hey, are you thinking about adding a pool to your backyard, but maybe you don't have the space? Or maybe you've got the room, but you don't want to deal with the hassle of maintaining that pool? Well, the spool might just be the perfect solution. We're going to explain what that is, don't worry, after this.
You live in a money pit.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a call, give us a listen. Also, subscribe to our podcast. You know, it was ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Apple Charts. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the Money Pit there. But remember, you can always give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Father's Day is just a week away. It's getting close, and we've launched a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for dads. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120, and it includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 Fastener Pro high-temp glue gun, which is perfect for taking on dozens of projects around your house. Now, Arrow is really all about making durable, reliable tools and fasteners, and these tools will give your dad years and years, and I mean it, years of use.
You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and hey, while you're there, be sure to take advantage of the many ways you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a sun pump question. How can we help you?
We have an issue with our furnace. It seems to be pulling sewer gas from our sun pump because that's where it drains into, and we can't figure out how to solve the issue. Temporary solution is to pour water in the sun pump. But then about 3 or 4 days later, we turn the furnace on, and it draws the sewage gas air again.
Well, let's talk about this. So first of all, what water from the furnace is being drained into the sump pump? Are you talking about the condensate line from the air conditioning system?
Yes, sir.
Is there a return duct in the basement area where this is or in the room where this is? Or do you think it's coming in through the drain pipe?
We think it's coming in from the sump pump, and it's a wintertime issue because it happens when we turn the furnace on.
Well, if you think it's because it's reversing, it's pulling whatever soil gas is causing this unpleasant odor, if you think it's coming in because of the drain line, there's a really simple solution. Put a trap in it. So if the drain line has a P-trap, kind of the same kind of that sort of U-shaped pipe that's underneath the bathroom sink, then that pipe will stay filled with water and will not allow any gases, any air, to back up through it and get into the furnace.
That's not built into the furnace already?
Not always. I mean, it depends on the workmanship of the installer. But no, you would see it on the outside. If you don't see a P-trap, it doesn't have one. The other thing that could be causing this, and sometimes this happens, is occasionally, and I don't want to freak you out, but occasionally you'll get a rodent that will die inside of a return duct. And if that happens, yeah, the stink can go on for quite a while. But I would take a look at that drain line, and if it doesn't have a trap in it, do that. And make sure it's filled with water when you start, if it's the winter, because it won't be. And I think you won't find any more air gets through that pipe. Sharon, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
So, do you have a small backyard, and maybe you're jealous of your neighbor's palatial deck or playground or even a pool? Well, there's a very trendy addition that you can make to restore neighborhood pride as the coolest home on the block, and that's by adding a spool. Now, get this, a spool, think of the words, it's a combination of spa and pool, and it's becoming more popular than ever across the country. And this is the best solution, guys, if you've got a small backyard. You know, with a spool, you can take a cool dip during the hot summer days or quickly switch it over to warm water to have a nice spa on a chilly night. I mean, this is really the best of both worlds.
It absolutely is. Now, spools are popular for lots of reasons, but one is the fact that they don't take up a lot of space, which means if you got that small yard, you can still have the pool. You might not want to train for the Olympics in a spool pool, but you can still swim those shorter laps for exercise, and it is every bit as refreshing as a standard-sized pool on a hot, sunny summer day.
Now, another perk that you're going to get if you install a spool is you're free to use the rest of your yard for other things, like a patio with room for entertaining your guests during the festive summer months. And even people with the room for a standard size pool are opting to go down the spool route because it gives them more room to spend outdoors with their friends, with their family. They're not confining themselves to a much smaller part of their yard.
Now, if you'd like to learn some more about the new spool pool trend, head on over to MoneyPit.com. We've got a full article there called Spool Pool, the Hot New Trend for Cooling Down. That's online at MoneyPit.com.
Michael in Tennessee is on the line with a shower question. What can we do for you?
You just had a previous broadcast, and there was a gentleman that called in and had a fiberglass shower stall that was given away under his feet, and I think the determination was that it hadn't been installed properly. So, in the process, we're building a house now and have a couple of those fiberglass shower stalls, and I know that they haven't been put on any kind of mortar bed or anything. So I was curious if you can use an expanding foam spray to sort of help support that bottom, or is that sort of not a good thing? Or is there another product that can be used if it wasn't installed on a bed already?
Yeah, I've heard of that being done that way. People use products like Great Stuff to go in from the bottom and drill holes in the floor and fill that space up. The thing is, you've got to really do it really carefully, because you want it to be able to expand back into the area you don't care about, because if it expands upward, it's going to crack the shower pan. So it's got to be done really carefully. Let's say you're working on the second floor and you can get underneath it, or if let's say there's a crawl space and you get underneath it and you apply it from there and just kind of watch the expansion and let it drip down towards that unfinished side, I think you could get some decent support in there by doing it that way.
Okay, great. Appreciate the help.
Make sure you let it dry, though, before you use that tub, right? Because we don't want to squish it out.
Yeah, very good. Enjoy listening to you guys. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, are you looking for an easy way to spruce up your patio this summer? I'm going to have a cute, easy design idea when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com.
We've got a post here from Brandon who writes, "So I've been listening to your show for many years, and I know it's a good idea to get a home inspection before you sell your house so you can get an idea of what a buyer's home inspection is going to find. But here's my question. We're selling because we're building a new house. Should we do a home inspection before we take over the new house? Any other advice on building a house, like things you would have done differently?" This is a gigantic question.
It's a really big question. I think it's a bigger question than Brandon knows. But so let's break it down. So first of all, yes, you definitely should have a home inspector work with you if you're buying a new house. Now, typically, a builder is going to create this in stages, and you could opt to have the inspection done at the same time the framing inspection is accomplished, because at that point in time, framing inspections happen after all the rough mechanicals are put in, and that's really important because, very often you have the framer builds a fine house, then the plumber comes in, and I hate to pick on the plumbers, but they end up cutting a floor joist in half or doing something else crazy to get a pipe where it needs to go, and that impacts the structure, and that's your opportunity to see it before drywall is covering everything. And then the other most important time to do this is when you have your quote-unquote walkthrough, and this is going to be right before closing. Now, some important advice here. Whatever you miss during that walkthrough of cosmetic nature, right, tiny chip in the countertop or a big hole in the wall, if you miss it, you caused it. Right. Despite the fact that there's been guys with hammers in there for 6 months building this thing, if you miss it, then you're going to have a problem. So you want to make sure you have a trained set of eyes going through not only the cosmetics, but also the structure and the mechanical systems. And this final point is very important. I would insist that everything that comes up in that inspection be fixed before closing. The builder will tell you he's got a marvelous maintenance department, blah, blah, blah. But believe me, you have more power at that moment than you will ever have in terms of motivating that builder to get it done. So make sure everything you know that's wrong is fixed before you close. You'll be much happier in the long run.
All right. And Brandon, when you figure out the rest of the question, because there's a lot of parts of it that we're going to help you out with, we'll be here. You know how to find us.
Well, would you like an easy way to spruce up your patio this summer? Leslie's got some tips on how you can create a very unique area rug that stands up to the weather in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, this is one of the easiest ways that you can have pretty much the coolest outdoor area ever and totally unique to you and your space. You're going to paint a rug. That's right. You can paint a rug on top of your concrete patio. I've even done this on a home makeover show on a wood deck as well. So whatever your surface is, you have the opportunity to create a totally unique painted rug that's going to be awesome. So to do this, you got to make sure that that surface is really clean. You can mop it with a cup of vinegar mixed into a quart of water and then spray it all away with a hose. Let it dry really well and then mark off the area for that faux rug with painter's tape. You want to make sure that you get all those lines straight Now, if you're working on a concrete patio, you want to make sure that you use concrete paint. You can get it at pretty much any home improvement store, and they'll tint it to whatever color you want. And first, you've got to paint that background color. Let it dry overnight, and then this is where you get to have some fun. You can add that detail. You can use stencils. You can use freehand. Just tape out some patterns, mix up some colors. Truly have a great time with it. Once you've got it all sort of laid out, I like to sometimes paint little tassels on the end. I mean, it really depends on the type of rug you're trying to create. Do some research, look up some great images online, and then do your best parroting of that and make it look great. I know you can. When you're done, finish it up with 3 coats of a water-based polyurethane. Make sure you let it dry completely. And then I'm telling you guys, that drab slab of concrete is now a totally unique focal point. So have some fun.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about child safety in and around your house, specifically electrical safety. There are lots of ways kids can get where they shouldn't be if your house is not properly protected. We're going to teach you how to make your electrical system safe for kids on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. So
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.